This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis is backing a call by United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres for a global ceasefire to allow the world to focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic instead. At his weekly Blessing Sunday, Francis appealed to everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and instead focus on humanitarian and diplomatic efforts and helping the most vulnerable. On Sunday in Iran, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned that the new way of life in that country was likely to be prolonged as its death toll from the coronavirus rose to over 2,600. The Islamic Republic is one of the countries hardest hit by the virus, which originated in China. A spokesman for Iran's health ministry said 123 more people in Iran had died from the virus in the past 24 hours. He said the official number of confirmed cases is over 38,300. After weeks without lockdown or quarantine measures, Tehran decided last week to ban all inner-city travel until at least April 8th. Several Iranian government officials and notable figures have been infected by the new coronavirus, some of whom have died. Spain is another country hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Spain's death toll rose by 838 cases overnight to 6,528. These are figures released by Spain's health ministry on Sunday. And New Zealand has reported its first death from the coronavirus. Health authorities said Sunday the victim was a woman in her 70s. It said she was admitted to the hospital last week with what they initially thought was influenza, so hospital staffers did not wear full protective gear. As a result, 21 staffers have been put in self-isolation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump backed away on calling for a quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Instead, Mr. Trump is directing that a strong travel advisory be issued to stem the spread of the outbreak. Trump raised the idea of a quarantine, in a tweet earlier Saturday, but governors in the three states pushed back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said roping off states was akin to a federal declaration of war. He also said he thinks that such a quarantine would be economically catastrophic. A guns rights group is cheering the Trump administration's designation of the firearms industry as part of the nation's critical infrastructure during the coronavirus emergency. The designation is an advisory and does not override determinations by individual jurisdictions. The group, Gun Owners of America, says in a statement that it is encouraged that the Trump administration is not ignoring what it calls the ability to protect yourself. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is writing to every household in the United Kingdom to urge people to stay home and follow the rules amid the coronavirus outbreak. The letter from Johnson, who has tested positive for the virus, warns Britons that things will get worse before they get better, as he urged people to stay indoors to slow the spread of the virus. The letter, being delivered to 30 million homes this week, will be accompanied by a leaflet spelling out the advice. The 55-year-old leader has been accused of failing to follow the British government's distancing measures after he and other UK leaders began self-isolating with virus symptoms. Members of the Cuban medical mission are rejecting attacks against its doctors at a time when Cuban medical personnel are deploying worldwide to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. Cuba, which has the highest ratio of doctors per capita worldwide, has sent doctors to socialist allies Venezuela and Nicaragua, as well as to Jamaica, Belize, and even Italy in recent days to fight the virus that is causing healthcare systems to collapse. This week, the U.S. State Department said the communist government was offering these missions to make up money lost when other countries like Brazil and Bolivia sent Cuban doctors home in recent years. The Trump administration says Cuba exploits its workers and uses them for political purposes. Cuban doctors typically only receive a fraction of the salaries their host countries pay for them, while the rest of the money goes to the government to finance the island's free healthcare system. That's according to authorities.